Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
It's kind of like a unicorn pooped in your cup.
Yep, that's pretty much it. It's kind of just like that. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven, and that would be my 8-year-old daughter Hayden describing the Starbucks unicorn frappuccino. It's like a unicorn. You know what it did? It pooped right in the cup.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that what it sounds like when a unicorn actually defecates in some sort of small cup apparatus?
I guess so.
It sounds like magic. What was the review? What did you think about the drink? Because everybody's talking about it on social media. People are freaking out about it. Some good, some bad. What do you think?
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. So if you missed it, Starbucks released a limited edition drink from its secret menu, the Unicorn Frappuccino, which is like a cold drink that changes colors from pink to purple to blue. And it has magic powder.
I think today is supposed to be the last day of it, right? The 21st, I think they said?
No, I think tomorrow. It's limited time, so it's only got a day or two left. So we went to Starbucks, and I didn't want to get it because I thought it looked disgusting.
Right.
Right. And it was actually completely disgustingly awful.
Wow.
And the line I waited in
to get. Really? It was that bad?
So Hayden and I discussed it at great length. And, you know, ultimately...
Was it disgusting because it was overly sweet or what?
Well, this is the best way she could talk about it.
Okay. It's kind of like a unicorn pooped in your cup.
Right.
Exactly.
That summarized it all.
But we discussed it at great length, and what we decided is that the liquid part of it tasted like strawberry milk that had been expired for 3 months.
Okay.
Okay. And then when you had the magic, quote-unquote, magic powder on top.
Right.
It's like you tasted a mouthful of those lemon heads. You know those, like, those jawbreaker lemon heads?
I hate sour stuff.
It's like
I'm not a fan of that.
Whole mouth of it. And we thought that, like, maybe over time, because it's supposed to transition in taste as you go on.
Right.
We thought that if we just kept waiting, it would somehow taste better.
Mm-hmm.
So we waited and waited and waited.
Like a bad movie.
And it just was worse and worse and worse.
I get what you're saying.
To the point where Hayden goes, Mommy, in her STEM class at school, they're learning like how to do experiments. She goes, maybe we should do an experiment. And I go, that's a good idea, Hayden. So we started mixing things into it at home to conduct our own experiments.
Oh, my gosh.
So we were like, all right, let's add more whipped cream. Let's add chocolate. Let's add a Diet Coke.
This sounds disgusting.
It was, you know what? It was the opposite of magical. It was the grossest thing ever. And now people are talking about it because the baristas don't even like making it. And there was this guy out in Colorado. He's a Starbucks barista. And he completely freaked out. And the video is going viral because everybody keeps asking for them.
Hmm.
Please don't get it. I have unicorn crap all in my hair and on my nose. If you love us as baristas, don't get it. The unicorn frappuccino.
And you know what? I agree.
A little advice for that guy.
Yeah.
Maybe switch the decaf is what I'm thinking.
Well, he works at Starbucks. What do you think?
I mean, just dial it back, bro.